The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review with Hugh Hewitt podcast, bringing to you the best voices on the stories and issues that matter. Helping make it all possible is the generous partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy and ADF, the Alliance Defending Freedom. Here's another piece I'll trust you enjoy.
A major thinker and writer on the line, Abigail Schreier, investigative journalist. Her new book, Irreversible Damage, The Transgender Craze Seducing Our Daughters, is available on pre-order from Amazon. It comes out at the end of June. She has a piece up in Newsweek. When is this from, this piece up in Newsweek? Let's see. Just published. Who Has the Right to be Called a Girl? Abigail, welcome back to the Dennis Prager Show.
Thank you so much for having me on. It's great to be here.
Thank you very much. I was thinking, reading your piece and reading about the judge in the Connecticut case, which we'll explain to our listeners, that even a pandemic and an unprecedented lockdown of society, the crushing of the world economy, does not stop the left from its missions. Is that fair to say?
That is fair to say.
So tell us what's happening in Connecticut.
Sure. So there are three high school girls now suing their athletic association in Connecticut. And the reason they are is these young women are exceptional runners. They are the very best runners in the state of Connecticut, a state which has a proud history of really great track and field talent and competition. And these young women are suing because for the last few years, they have consistently lost to biological boys who identify as girls. They claim to be girls, and they are allowed to compete as girls. And what has happened is since 2017, 13 out of 14 state championship events have been won by boys, biological boys now. These are the girls' events have been won by boys. And the boys are now they're also setting records. So they're taking records from biological girls. They're setting them, and they're setting records that no girl can meet. So this is really devastating. It means that now every year in Connecticut, there will be fewer biological girls moving on to regional championships because they are consistently getting knocked out of the top spots.
If this were visited by someone in the past, if what you just said were heard, but even 20 years ago, not 100, they would have said it was science fiction of the most absurd variety.
That's exactly right. It is unbelievable. It's one of those things you can't believe. You have to go into court and argue that this is not fair to girls when every woman knows that, you know, biologically speaking, the advantages in sprinting and in heavy lifting are so vast that men have. That's why they have always separated them. Men have larger lungs on average. They have larger bones. They have more bone density. They have more fast twitch muscle fiber. They have larger hearts. I mean, there's absolutely massive advantages. So massive, in fact, that the fastest sprinter in the world is this remarkable woman, Allison Felix. And literally almost 300 high school boys today can beat her in America. Just in America, 300 high school boys have beaten her record. That's how much faster men are on average.
One of the biggest questions I have about America is this infection of the conscience, as I would call it, and of the ability to reason. How deep is it? In other words, if we took a vote among Connecticut parents, how do you think the vote would go?
You know, it's interesting. I don't know. I think that of all the transgender sort of issues that have been posed in the last, you know, decade or so, this is the one that is most inherently upsetting to parents because they know, I get calls from fathers who say, this isn't right. My daughter trained so hard. She's up every morning. She's the best runner in the state, and they won't let, and she can't even get the chance to win. I think in general, parents are very understanding and sympathetic. I think feminists have been terrible on this issue, by and large. But, you know, they really prefer the new group that has a claim, and that new group is the transgender group, unfortunately, because it doesn't give girls a fair shot.
Are the parents, families, and the girls themselves in the lawsuit getting hate?
I think they are. I mean, I've talked to some of them, and they do get a fair amount of hate. What they also get is, you know, quiet, you know, people coming up to them just saying quietly, don't tell anyone, but I'm on your side. They get a lot of that.
All right. So the parents or the girls themselves, they have brought to a Connecticut court the case, hey, wait a minute. There's supposed to be equality in sports, and as a female, I am now being forced to compete against males, whatever they may identify as being a separate issue. We keep losing races. 13 out of 14 championships have been won by male bodies identifying as female. Do I have it correct?
Yes.
Okay.
In Connecticut.
What is this judge like?
So the judge just gave a very bizarre instruction in the case. He told the plaintiffs, the young girls, that they have to refer to, and their attorneys, they have to refer to the biological boy competitors as transgender girls. They could no longer refer to them as males in the pleadings. This is a very strange ruling because, of course, at issue in the case is who these, you know, what are the rights and privileges that inhere in being a girl or a woman. And one of those rights at issue in the case is being called and recognized as a girl. And since that's an issue of a case, the issue of the case really is who is a girl and who gets to be called a girl for the purposes of sports. So for the judge to go ahead and say, actually, we've already decided that before the evidence is brought, we know that these transgender biological boys, that we know that they are some type of girl. So you're now to refer to them as transgender girls. That's highly prejudicial. And he really, really should recuse himself at this point.
What have they been referred to until now?
In the complaint, they were referred to as males. They needed to because, of course, in order to explain why they were complaining, they had to explain, look, however, forget about how they, you know, identify for a moment. The reason we're complaining is because they have male bodies. That's the issue in sports. The issue really isn't, you know, you can be as courteous as you want to a transgender person, and one should, you know, one would think, you know, extend them courtesy in all kinds of situations in daily life. But here is a court case in which the very issue is the maleness of these biological boys. So to tell them they couldn't bring that up in their complaint really hamstrings the plaintiff, and it really shows you where we are in a lot of society, where people are so silenced we can't get to the things at issue, and that's impossible in a court of law.
So, who is funding the lawyers for the girls?
It's the ADF. So
okay.
Is,
yeah, I didn't know that, but I want people to know that, because ADF is something I promote a lot, and people should donate to ADF, Alliance Defending Freedom.
Yes,
they do this for free. Otherwise, nobody could afford lawyers here. The state has unlimited funds, correct?
Well, I believe the boys are and the defendants, I think, are represented by the ACLU, which is a terrible track record on this
right.
issue. The ACLU cannot wait to give away all of women's rights and safe spaces for some reason.
The silence of the feminists is something you alluded to. Why don't you address that?
Well, none of the major feminist organizations, with the exception of the Women's Liberation Front, which is excellent. It's a liberal organization, but it's very honest, and it has a lot of integrity. They are really the only ones in America to have stood up for young girls and women whose safe spaces are increasingly invaded by biological men. I mean, there was a case last January in Palm Springs where girl water polo athletes, these high school girls, walked into their locker room, and they found a man showering there. And he was obviously nude, and he said, I have a right to be here. I identify as a woman. And these young girls walked in, and there was a naked man in their shower. And, you know, this is something that obviously is a huge safety issue for young women increasingly. And it is not something feminists have spoken out against at all, with the exception of Wolf. The women's
so situation. If a man is naked in front of women who have not asked him to be naked, he's arrested. But if he says he's a female, he's protected.
Right. He was protected. And of course, you know,
when Harvey Weinstein went without a towel, he was considered a villain.
Right.
Because he identified as a male.
Right. And some people think, oh, they're not going to harm anyone. They're essentially, you know, these men who identify as women, you know, they're, you know.
Well, it's not a matter of harm. Most women are not anxious to see strange men naked. Okay. It's the opposite of men.
Yes, that's exactly right. And of course, some of them are heterosexual. And some people are just taking advantage. So the potential to be overpowered by a biological man in your dressing room, whether he's transgender identified or not, is a real serious safety threat to women.
Wow. The quiet of the feminist groups, I can explain to you all. The feminists use women the way communists use workers. Feminists care about women as much as I care about, what don't I care about? I don't care about gardening, okay, as much as I care about gardening. Listen, my wife just broke her finger gardening. It's a very dangerous thing. I'm going to write a book, The Dangers of Gardening, because people want to be safe. Things you shouldn't do if you want to be safe. And then I'll have gardening on it. What is your next book about?
So my book's Irreversible Damage. It's comes out on June 30th, and it's about... we have now seen a rash of young teenage girls. We've never seen this before in history, but now they are identifying as transgender in very large numbers across the West, actually. So these girls never before had experienced any gender dysphoria. This was always an ailment that afflicted boys and men. And now, for the first time, a majority of those claiming to have gender dysphoria and seeking treatment, usually in the form of hormones and surgeries, are now teenage girls, girls that are in a lot of pain and a lot of distress, but who claim to have gender dysphoria. And for lots of reasons I go into in the book, they are unfortunately able to do all kinds of damage to themselves, and they're encouraged and celebrated all over the West.
God. And then, of course, if a parent says to their teenage girl, you know, this, you should try to work this through because you're really a girl, they're considered haters.
Yes, they are. And they come up against all kinds of trouble, and they are undermined by lots and lots of forces in our society that I've been told by my publisher not to go into too much in advance of the publication date, but I go through in the book all the...
Who's your publisher?
You know, Regnery.
I'm going to speak to them.
Okay.
I have clout at Regnery.
Okay, good.
Well, you'll clearly be on. Say hi to your husband for me.
I will do that. Thank you so much, Dennis.
Thank you, Abigail Schreier. She has a great husband, too. It's a terrific couple. Wow. It's hard to believe, isn't it? All of it affirms for me my basic beliefs, especially religious beliefs. When God is gone, chaos reigns.
Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review. I want to talk to you for a moment about a group I've done work with for years, ADF, the Alliance Defending Freedom. You've seen how your freedom is under attack? Go to townhallreview.com to find out how you can join Alliance Defending Freedom to help ensure the opponents of freedom don't dictate your future. That's townhallreview.com. If you enjoy your podcast, take a moment, tell a friend to subscribe today.